We're talking today about a very sort of well-known topic on the one hand. It's something which comes up in Parshas Tzaveh. We're told that when you offer a carbon tamid, it should be done with nisachim. It came up in Parshas Pinchas also, that certain karbanos you offer with nisachim. And the main place it comes up is in Parshas Shlach. That after we're told we can't go into Eretz Yisrael, we're told, but kisavo el haaretz, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, so then you're going to have karbanos with nisachim. What are nisachim? So we're going to have a bit of an introduction. There's probably going to be a little bit more time than we often have as far as the basic halachas and dinim of what nisachim really are. There's some very nice lamdas, and we'll try to end with a vort also that can really, I think, is a nice Torah in Parshas Shlach. Let's begin as follows. Nisachim are that there are a variety of karbanos. We'll see which a bit later. That whenever you offer that karban, you're offering a karban ola, as an example. You're offering a karban shlamim. You don't just offer that karban. But with that karban, you offer a karban, an additional karban mincha, called, here's a shocker, minchas nisachim. It's going to be a mincha. And you also offer with it yayin, wine. So it's a mincha. That mincha has shemen, has oil, but the Mishnah tells us, andaf peites, andaf nuntes, in Menachos Ari, it has shemen, but no levona. It has oil, but no frankincense. So it's a mincha with wine that you offer with certain karbanos that you commit to bring. That's what nisachim is or are, I guess, depending on maybe the lumdus, whether it should get a singular or plural term afterwards. I don't know yet. That's what nisachim is or are all about. Now, I want to just begin, before we think about some of the halachas, with the following just observation. We are taught about nisachim right after, the primary place is Parshas Shlach, right after we are told that we're not going to be able to enter Dor HaMidbar, was not going to be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And there are a series of parshios that we find in the Torah. We're told about nisachim, kisavo el haaretz. When you get to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to offer nisachim. Machlokas in the Gemara, in the Sifri, whether we really didn't offer nisachim at all in the Midbar, except for the Karban Tamid, or maybe we did offer it, but not in all of the Karbanos. But there's something unique about Eretz Yisrael when now he's offering nisachim. We're then taught in Parshas Shlach about the mitzvah of Challah. That also is Kisavo el Haaretz. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you separate Challah. We're taught one or two other mitzvahs also. The Ramban understands, as does Rashi, that part of the reason why nisachim is found, and Challah, and the Seir for Vodazara in a different context, is found right after we're told we can't go out into Eretz Yisrael, was to offer a degree of nechama, to offer comfort to Klal Yisrael. They could have thought that just as we aren't going to enter Eretz Yisrael, we're going to die in the Midbar, so our children are also going to mess up, and they're not going to be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael also. So as a source of chizuk, right after Bnei Yisrael are told that they're not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, they get some chizuk, you will, your children will enter. Kisavo el haaretz, you'll have the halachas of nisachim, halachas of challah. So nisachim is found in Parshas Shlach, not in Vayikra. It's a sense of chizuk for the people that are there. Rosenzweig once noted, like the flip side, is that much as it's a source of chizuk, it also just highlights the extent of the loss. Yeah. Here's another thing in a certain sense that you're going to be missing out on. You know, there's two sides to that coin as far as the chizuk taking place here. One of the questions that we will raise now and come back to at the way end is why specifically nisachim? This idea that with karbanos, you also offer an additional flour offering, a mincha, plus wine that you're going to pour near or on the Mizbeach, that why is that the source of comfort, or why that highlight the loss? There's so many unique halachas about Eretz Yisrael. Why specifically this? Why is this considered to be it? That is at least a starting point for our question. So what are nisachim, and let's go through some of the details to figure out a little bit more about what it's all about. So what are the halachas? So a lot of these are just mishnayos in Maseches Menachos and statements you find in the Rishonim HaTorah. One we saw is the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes. Amongst the flour offerings, amongst the carbon minchas, those carbons that don't come from animals, many have shemen and lavona, oil mixed in, and lavona, the frankincense, put on top. Some have neither, the minchas sota, the minchas chote we spoke about. Some have one, but not the other. Minchas nisachim has shemen, has oil mixed in, but it has no lavona. That's one halacha. A second halacha, which is fascinating, in general, it's a Mishnah in Menachos and Daf Nun Tes Samad Aleph. In general, there is a distinction whether you eat a mincha, the leftover parts of the mincha or not. A mincha offered by a regular Yisrael, in general, that gets eaten by a Kohen. It's called the mitzvah of Achilas Shiyare Menachos. The mitzvah to eat the leftover part of a mincha. So you donated this flour, maybe you fried it, you take a little bit, you put it into the on the Mizbeach, the rest the Kohen gets to eat. If, however, a Kohen offers a carbon mincha, the Torah says it gets entirely burned. No one eats it. Similarly, the Minchas Nisachim, Rashi writes this in his Perush al Torah, this mincha gets entirely burned. No one eats it. It's kulo lashem. No one eats it. A third halacha, which is good to know, this the Netziv points out in his Perush al Torah, but it's the halacha, that when you offer a karban, you have to pay for the animal. You don't have to pay, though, for the wood or the salt. The wood you use to start to have the fire, the salt you put on, you have to pay for that. You do, however, have to pay for your minchas nesachim. Just like you pay for the animal, the owner really has to also pay for all the nesachim. The wine, as well as the mincha, has to be paid for by the owner. In additional halacha, the fourth halacha, again, trying to make some progress going through the halachas, the Mishnah on Daf Samech Aleph in Maseches Menachos, the Rambam quotes all of this, we'll see in a little bit, is that in general, when you offer a carbon mincha, there are a lot of different, like, avodas that you do with the mincha. You do something called hagasha, something called tenufa, like you shake it and you wave it. Certain avodas you do with the mincha, not this mincha. This mincha doesn't have all these avodas. This mincha doesn't have all those avodas. The last halacha, just to know, is which karbanos do you bring a mincha with? Do you bring the sachem with? So the Mishnah Menachos on Sadi Amid Beis says, you bring it for all carbon sibors and carbon yachids with five really important exceptions. Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach, Chatas, and Asham. It's a lot, a decent percentage of the Karbanos. But all of those don't have Nesachim, except for the Chatas and Asham of a Mitzorah. But generally speaking, I say you offer an Ola, or you offer a Shlamim, it is going to have with it a Nesachim. It's going to have with it a Nesachim. So that is at least a little bit of background information. As far as what is, look at the Rambam, we'll read it quickly. Maisa Karbanos, Beis Aleph, the Rambam summarized a lot of these halachas, that when you bring a karban, hayayin, the wine, vasolas, and the flour, shemiviyam im hakarban, when you bring with the karban, that's called nisachim, and just the flour part is called minchas nisachim. It doesn't have tenufa, hagasha, it doesn't have lavona, it has salt, it's all entirely burned, that the Rambam quotes also. The wine goes on the Mizbeach. It doesn't get burned on the Mizbeach, the wine. Discussed in the Masechah Sukkah, it more goes al ha-yisod, it's yorid, sort of like around and under the Mizbeach. That's at least the first part of the basic halachas of Nisachim. So you bring an Ola or a Shlamim, you have with it certain ideas, these Nisachim, whether it's an individual or a carbon tzibor. And that's what it more or less looks like. So it seems at this point, it's not really what you would call like an independent karban. It's ancillary. It's an addition to the regular carbon that you bring. You also put on top this thing called nisachim, which is a combination of a flour offering plus a wine. The exceptions again, Avi, are Bechor, Meiser, Pesach, Chatas, and Asham. Meaning, really only Ola Shlamim, you know, it really has it. What are the five, what do you mean by the five halachas? Can I say I didn't hear your last sentence, but it sounded wonderful?
As opposed to regular mincha, the uniqueness of the
Sachem. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have a lot of those halachas. It does not have a lot of those halachas.
So what were they?
It doesn't have hagasha or tenufa. The shaking and, like, the act of bringing. Okay. The rive is not for now. It's because of what you do with the wine. Like, where exactly the wine goes. Okay. A second point, just to know, a series of... This will go very, very quickly... is the Mishnah Daf Kuf Dalet in Menachos. And the Mishnah tells us as follows, that even though normally Nisachim are brought in addition or they come with a Karban, you do have the option, if you are so inclined, to decide to be Misnadev, just to voluntarily bring Nisachim separately. You do have the right to do so if you want. So there's what's called nisachim that are ba im hazevach, nisachim that are the standard ones we've been speaking about that come with the karban, but you do have the option of voluntarily offering it. There are, however, differences between nisachim that you voluntarily decide to bring on its own and those you bring along with karban. The sugya in Temura and Daf Yadalid, one difference, could it be brought at night? Maybe if nisachim are brought independently, you could offer it at night. With a karban, you can't. The Gemara in Erechin assumes that the sugyas in Erechin and Daf Yud, Daf Yud Alf, and Daf Yud Beis teach us that when you offer a variety of karbanos, you do so with shira, with song. The halacha is that a minchas, the regular nesachim that you bring with the karban, certainly requires shira. If you bring nesachim on their own, that's a suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara comes to no clear conclusion whether, in fact, you offer it or not. So there are really two kinds of nisachim. We are focusing our discussion on the more standard kind of nisachim, that which comes whenever you bring an ola or a shlamim, you have to bring these things also. But there is an additional sort of discussion about nisachim if you bring them voluntarily. If you bring them voluntarily. Clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Let's go for some lamed. Effie, have a question?
Yeah, is it true that in this Nisachim that when they're acquired with the carbon can be run separately from the carbon?
Yeah, you have a little bit of time to bring them. A discussion of the Gemara. We will speak about that maybe in a little bit or maybe not. So I apologize.
And then Kamina Flava.
Quite possibly. Yeah. There is a Chakira which is raised by many, many Achronim. The Oneg Yontif discusses it. That's on the Mekorim sheet. The Brisker Rav and Hilchos Meiser Karbanos. Roshach and Avi Ezri. The Torah's HaKodesh talks about it. There's a set of Sfarim. Oh, I don't know where they are. Set a Sfarim on Chumash that I bought for like $1.50 outside the Shalvin Beis Medrash, which was wonderful. It has a discussion about this also. And if I knew where they were, I would quote it. Masayad, but I can't find it. But it's Chakira found in a lot of Achronim. Let me say out the two sides. And then we'll sort of go from there. We'll get one quick nafkamina. Oriyantev, I guess, is one of like the Gedolei HaChronim in probably 1800s. Let's go as follows. There are two ways to relate to Nisachim and the Chiyuv to bring Nisachim. One way to look at it is, there is a chiyuv on the Baal HaKarban, the one who committed to bring the Karban, so he has an obligation incumbent upon him that whenever I commit to bring an Ola, to bring a Karban Shlamim, I have an obligation on me also to bring Nisachim, to bring Nisachim. It's an obligation which kicks in the second I commit to bring an Ola, to bring a Shlamim, that obligation kicks in on me. You could question what's in that Mahalach, whether like the Torah imposes that upon me, or whether it's like built into my commitment to bring an Ola or to bring a Shlamim. Some of them think like built in is an implicit commitment to also bring the Sachem. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it, is to argue there's no real chiyuv upon you to bring a Nisachim. And when you commit to bring an Ola, you only have a chiyuv to bring an Ola. However, there is a halacha that a karban that gets offered, an Ola or a Shlamim that gets offered, needs to be brought with something, has to be brought with Nisachim also. So in that sense, you don't really have an obligation to bring it. There's nothing about you and the Nisachim. It's a din in the Karban Ola, a din in the Karban Shlamim, a din in the Karban, like the Karban Tamid. There are certain halachas where there's a din in that Karban that it demands Nisachim to be brought with it. I'll give you a smooth sort of nafkamina just to highlight the issue a little bit. The Torah's HaKodesh has the following suffix. Torah poses the following question. When you offer Nisachim, so I committed to bring a Karban Ola, and then Yonatan is here today, and we are blessed by having a Kohen here. So as a Kohen, so he now gets to bring my Nisachim. He brings my Nisachim. He has the following question. Does he have to bring it with me in mind, L'shem Bailim? Or is there no reason why he has to bring it L'shem Bailim? If you understand, says Torah HaKodesh, it's an obligation incumbent upon me that when I commit to bring an Ola, I'm chayef to bring the Sachem, and they're like my Nisachem. So then he has to have me in mind when he comes along and he offers it. But if you understand that they're not my Nisachem, I have no obligation to offer it whatsoever. Rather, it is a din in the Karban, that the Karban, an Ola should not be brought independently in Eretz Yisrael, it should have Nisachim with it. Or a Shlamim should have Nisachim with it. There's no need to have me in mind. He could have no one in mind. It's just the Nisachim that are brought with the Chatas. It's what the Chatas needs. It like enhances the Chatas. That's one nafkamina to this question, which is asked by a variety of Achronim. That's the background as far as a primary question. Clarity on that, 1, 2, and 3. Great. I want to go through one quick raya of the Oneg Yontif and then speak about one issue at greater length where you see some achronim that really discuss our issue again at greater length. Let's point it out as follows. There is a famous raya. I don't know if it's famous. That's like overstating the case. I don't know how much any of this stuff is like famous, but there is a Gemara, it depends on who you hang out with, I guess. If it's July 12th and you're listening to Karban HaShirim, so then it's famous with the Chevra that you hang out with. The Gemara Menachos here on an Aleph on the Beis tells us the following case. What happens if a ger commits to bring a Karban Shlamim and then he dies? What do you do? So he already separated the Karban Shlamim. So he separated the Karban Shlamim already. You offer a Karban Shlamim. Says the Gemara, if he already separated Nisachim, he already separated the flour offering and the wine, so we'll bring it with his Karban. If, however, he did not separate it, the Tzibor is going to pay for his Nisachim. The Ger dies, so who's going to pay for the Nisachim? If he didn't separate them already, the Tzibor is going to pay for it. Comments Tosfos. Why is the Tzibor paying for it?
because once he dies, a ger, shenis gayer, the Gemara tells in Yevamos, is kekatan shenola dami. A ger loses any sort of biological connections. The ger dies, let's say, we're not talking mitzvahs and kiddushin, about if there ever is Yerusha. No, the ger dies, all of his property becomes hefker. So there is no one to pay for the nesachim. So what do? The tzibor pays for it. Klal Yisrael pays for his property, becomes hefker. Klal Yisrael pays for the nesachim of the case of a convert. He committed to bring a shlamim. He did not yet separate nesachim. Well, we have to bring nesachim, but who's going to bring the nesachim? The answer is, if he didn't separate it already, the tzibor will bring it. Why, says Tosfos? Because all his property is hefker. That's Tosfos. Clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Now you got to hold cup a little bit. It's an amazing onigantif. Says it as follows. I don't understand. When you commit to bring a carbon, so a guy's a ger. He says, I'm bringing a shlamim. What happens at that time? Says onigantif. What I would think happens is, so there's something called a shibud. There's a lien on his property. If I commit as an example, if a person dies and they owe someone money, when they die, their estate pays off that debt. That's the halacha. If a ger owes someone money, before all his property becomes hefker, there's a lien on the ger's property. So you take from the estate of the ger, you first pay off the debts, and then it becomes hefker. But any debts, any chiyuvim that the ger had is binding, you pay off before the property becomes hefker. If that's so, says the Oneg Yantif, even if the ger died, and he never separated Nesachim, he never separated Nesachim at all, still says Oneg Yantif, shouldn't we be able to take money from his estate? Because once he committed to bring a carbon shlamim, he committed to bring Nesachim. And there's a chiyuv on him, a shibud on the estate, to pay off Nesachim. How can Tosfos say that it's all hefker? How can Tosfos say there's no chiyah from his estate to pay off the nesachim? From the second he committed to bring a shlamim, there was a chiyah on his estate. Therefore, says the Oneg Yantif, what do you see from Tosfos? You see from Tosfos like the second side that we said. When a person commits to bring a carbon shlamim, the only chiyah they have is to bring a carbon shlamim. So when the ger dies, that was the only chiyuv he had, was for a carbon shlamim. If he separated nesachim already, so there already are nesachim, so then we'll bring them. But if he didn't separate nesachim, his estate didn't have an unpaid debt. He never had a debt. Because, says the Oneg Yantif, nesachim has nothing to do with a chiyuv on the ger, a chiyuv on the bailim. Nesachim is just that when you finally offer a carbon, the carbon has to be escorted with nesachim. But it's not really the ger's chiyuv per se. There is no pre-existing chiyuv on the ger. So therefore, says Oneg Yantif, when the ger dies, all the state goes hefker. What about his chiyuv to bring nesachim? He has no chiyuv to bring nesachim. A chiyuv only kicks in when there is a... His chiyuv only kicks in when he actually brings the carbon. But until you bring the carbon, there's no chiyuv on the ger. So when he dies, all his property goes hefker. That's why Klal Yisrael has to pay for the ger's nesachim. So says the Oneg Yantif, I have a raya from a Tosfos in Menachos, that the din of nesachim is not a chiyuv that you like committed to bring it, but that the carbon itself has to be brought with nesachim. And until you're makriv of the carbon, the Bailim has no chiyuv whatsoever. There's no chiyuv incumbent upon the owner. Only when you offer, you have to bring it. So the ger, until he offered the carbon, had no chiyuv on him whatsoever. So his estate goes entirely hefker, and we are left to pick up the tab to pay that amount. General clarity on that raya, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. That was actually, I guess, said pretty clearly. Now we go to the next issue. The next issue is a fascinating question. We need a lot of time for it, and oddly enough, we don't have a lot of time for it. But if we did, we would definitely, have what to talk about.
let's begin as follows. There is an amazing question. There are three Ma'amari Chazal, at least, that wonder at the following question. There's a large topic in general about karbanos brought by non-Jews. There are three Ma'amari Chazal, a Gemara in Menachos and Daf Ayin Gimel, a Mishnah in Shkalim, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav, a Gemara in Temura, Beis and Beis to Gimel Amud Aleph, where there are discussions whether non-Jews bring Nisachim or don't bring Nisachim. There are machloksim, potential stiras about it. It's really, really not so clear. If you look in the Mishnah in Shkalim, the Mishnah in Shkalim says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shivadvar Meskinu Bezdin, Vizachan Mehan, Bezdin made seven takanas, one of them was, Nachri Shashalach Olah, Sumam Yisayam, if a non-Jew sends a carbon Olah, if he is Shalachim Manasachim, Kraven Mishalau, Beim Lav, Kraven Mishal Tibor, the non-Jew, if he sent it, he can send Nisachim, if not, we'll pick up the tab. But if you look at the Gemara in Temura as an example, on Beis and Beis, the Gemara discusses differences between non-Jewish karbanos and Jewish karbanos. And one of them is Ve'ein Mevi'in Nisachim, or maybe Ein Mevi'in Aleihem Nisachim. Machlokes Rishonim, which we will not speak about too much, but the Girsa was. But in Temura, it sounds like they can't bring Nisachim. In Menachos, it sounds like it's a big discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi. In general, a big discussion when non-Jewish karbanos they can bring and can't bring. But there seem to be some stiras in Chazal, what can they bring and what can't they bring? Seems to be a bit of a stira. Rashi's Mahalach in general seems to be, you look in Temura, in Menachos, Rashi seems to say, it depends. If a non-Jew is bringing an Ola, then he can bring the Sachem. But he can't voluntarily bring. Like we saw before, there's something called Nisachim Bifnei Atzman, that a non-Jew, if he's bringing an Ola, he can also bring Nisachim. But a non-Jew is not allowed to just voluntarily bring Nisachim on his own. That's how Rashi seems to resolve some of these stiras between the different Gemaras. What does the Rambam hold? Can a non-Jew bring or not bring Nisachim? So here you find something fascinating. The Rambam in Maitza Karbanos, Perek Gimel Halacha Hei says, Olas Akum, Ein Mivin Imam Nisachim, Avon Nisayim Kraven Mishal Tzibor. The Rambam in Maitza Karbanos says that a non-Jewish Ola, you don't bring Nisachim with it. We will cover it, but a non-Jew, you won't at all. The Kesef Mishnah, the Mali Kork is trying to find out, you know, why is that so? He can't bring, we Dafka have to pay for it. The Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam was Mesupak, how we paskin. So we couldn't, on the one hand, obligate a non-Jew to bring. On the other hand, we couldn't have a karban without it in case we need to. So the pshara, the compromise was, we won't make him bring it, but we bring it. We bring it instead. Mari Korkas thinks the Rambam paskin like the Gemara in Temura and Daf Beis, that he's really not allowed to bring Nisachim at all. Now I just can't bring Nisachim. The problem is that even though the Rambam sounds like in Maisa Karbanos that non-Jews can't bring Nisachim, in Hilcho Shkalim, and this the Lecha Mishnah points out, as do other Mefarshim, the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. The Rambam says, V'chein goy, sheshalach olaso, m'din acheres, v'lo shalach imad demei Nisachim, yavir yisayim yitshumas halishka. But it sounds like, says the Lecha Mishnah, the simple pshat, you can look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shekel HaKodesh, for the pshat, but it sounds like the Rambam there paskins that if a non-Jew sends a karban, so if he sends the Sachem, we'll really take it. Only if he doesn't send, will we pay for it. So wonder some of the Mefarshim, what's the pshat? Can a non-Jew bring the Sachem? Can a non-Jew not bring the Sachem? What's the deal? Maizik Karbanos he can't bring. Shkalim he can bring. That's a little bit of a question. Clarity thus far? 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Comes along the Lecha Mishnah. And the Lecha Mishnah says the following. He says, you know what I think? I think the Rambam paskins as follows. Non-Jews have the option to bring Nisachim,
but they have no chiyuv to bring nesachim. Jews even have a chiyuv to bring. But for non-Jews, it's optional. If they want to, they can. If not, they don't need to. As the Lecha Mishnah writes, what the Lecha Mishnah says. Okay. What's going on here? So the Brisker Rab, and Maitzah Karbanos, argues about the Lecha Mishnah, but develops an amazingly beautiful yesod, to fit Ma'amari Chazal together. And it's based on the Chakira that we have. The Rabbi Lev Malin, the Shach, they argue with the Brisker Rav, have similar mahalchim, you have to go through it. The Brisker Rav says the following. So many times this year, Oaf or Schnitzel, the answer is both. Says the Brisker Rav as follows. What is the Chiyuv of Nesachim? There are actually two dinim to the Chiyuv of Nesachim. The Bailim of the Karban are Chayav to bring Nesachim. So if I commit to bring an Ola, I have a Chiyuv to also bring Nesachim. And there's also a din that's called the Mevi HaKarban, has to bring the Sachem. It's my Karban, I'm Mevi it, so I have to bring the Sachem. Mr. Rabin generally is so called Mevi HaKarban, not for now. There's a second halacha is, which is the Karban that I offer needs Nesachem also. It's me and the din in the Karban. That's true in general. So in general, if I bring an Ola, I bring the Sachem, I'm Yotzei my Chiyuv of bringing the Sachem, plus my Karban needs Nesachem, and I brought my Karban with Nesachem, I took care of it from both angles. Says the Brisker Rav as follows, the Rambam understands like this, that however is not true when it comes to a non-Jew. On the one hand, the Gemara is a Gezeris HaKasav, which excludes a non-Jew, Gemara Timura Gimamar Aleph, from Nesachem. Yet it's also clear he can bring Nesachem, Mishnah Shkalim. So which is it? Says the Brisker Rav, a Karban of a non-Jew is Mufka from the first Halacha, meaning he has no obligation incumbent upon him to bring a Karban Ola, no obligation, sorry, to bring a Sachem, he has no Chiyuv on him, so he doesn't have to bring it. It's optional. He wants to, great, if not, not. Why is it optional? Because there is a second halacha, which is that the Karban requires the Sachem. The Karban needs the Sachem. Says the Brisker Rav, a non-Jew has the right, if he wants, a non-Jew has the right to voluntarily be makdish the Nesachim for a Karban. Just like a non-Jew in general can be makdish things for Karbanos. He has the opportunity to be makdish things if he is so interested or he is so inclined. So says the Brisker Rav, that's pshat in the Rambam Shita. On the one hand, he's not chayef to bring the Sachem at all because he has no personal obligation on him. Din number one does not apply to him. On the other hand, the fact that the Karban requires the Sachem, we all have equal connection to that. If he decides to voluntarily offer it, shkayach, he can voluntarily offer it. He's not chayef to. If he wants to, he can. If he doesn't want to, then the tzibur has an obligation to pay for it. We'll take from the machatis ha-shekel money, the tzibur's money, the tzibur's alishka, and we'll pay for it. But both really exist, says the Brisker Rav. He seems to point out, if you read the psukim closely in part of the shlach, that's what it actually sounds like. So let's chaz what we saw, then we'll end with a bit of a vort if we have time. I think we do. Why not? Let's go for it. Which is as follows. That when the Torah teaches us in part of the shlach, what's found in part of the tzava also, a bit in part of the pinchas, and that is that there are certain karbanos that when you offer them with the karban, they don't come alone. You have to bring nesachem, and you have to, which is a mincha, plus yayin. There's no shemen, there's no lavona with it, sorry. The whole thing gets burned. Typically, he has to pay for it, but he doesn't have money, maybe the tzibur will. You don't have all the same kinds of avodas that we saw. There is the option of bringing it voluntarily. We saw a chakira, which is the chiyuv nesachim incumbent upon you, that when you can commit to bring a shlamim, you also have an obligation to bring nesachim. Maybe it's even part of your original commitment. Or, no, so when you bring a carbon, then the carbon is by Nesachim. The carbon requires Nesachim also. We saw that the Oden Yonder brings a raya from Tovo, it's only did in the carbon. We saw that the Nafkamina, the Torah HaKodesh, they have to have in mind the owner of the carbon or not. We saw that Brisker Rav thinks that really both are true. It's both the Chiyuv on you and it in the carbon. But the carbon of a non-Jew, there's no chiv on the non-Jew, but his carbon still requires it. That much we saw. Clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Here we'll end with a vort from Rosenzweig. He said it like in one line. I'll try to elaborate on it. It was a shiur he gave years ago in Parsha Shlach, where he wondered about the following question. Why is Nesachim what we choose to both bring comfort to the people, not going into Eretz Yisrael? Don't worry, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, then all of your olas and shlamim are going to have Nesachim. Again, it's a machlokas, a little bit what there was in the Midbar, but certainly it's more in Eretz Yisrael. Why is that the highlights the laws? Why is it the comfort Nesachim? I would have thought, and this is true for also Challah and the Seir of Rezara, which is also an odd phenomenon, I would have thought to choose something from the Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, say what you saw, there's Truma. That's a karkov, Eretz Yisrael is holy. Why Nesachim, as an example? Okay, we also want to think about another thing, but why Nesachim, where's the comfort there, and why has it highlight the loss? Nesachim, what's going on? So Rosenzweig had one line, which if you never learned Menachos, or you never learned the Sugya of Nesachim, really makes very little sense. He said, well, if you maintain, this is not verbatim, but if you maintain and you understand there's a lot of evidence, then Nesachim is actually a din in the carbon. So then it makes sense. And he elaborated a bit. But we know what it means to be a din in the carbon. What did he say? He said the example of Nesachim is to highlight something about the far-reaching impact of Eretz Yisrael. There are people that think that Eretz Yisrael only has Kedushas Karka. It's just a place with holier land. It's only a place which has Kedusha, which impacts Trumas and Maestros and maybe Bikurim and things like that. But in fact, Eretz Yisrael, the impact of Eretz Yisrael is far greater. And in Eretz Yisrael, all of Avodas Hashem is a little bit different. All of our, and what's part of the Yisod of Nesachim? It has nothing to do with Kedushas Karka of Eretz Yisrael. Not about the land of Eretz Yisrael. You know what it's about? That in Eretz Yisrael, even the same Karbanos that you brought in the Midbar, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a different kind of carbon. It's a different avoda of carbon. One way of saying it, I believe he said, was in Eretz Yisrael, all these carbonos have a little bit of extra kulo lashem, because this minchas nesachim gets entirely burned. There's a little bit of an extra feeling of it's all for Hashem. And in that sense, part of both the chizik and the loss of nesachim was in Eretz Yisrael, it's all different. And in Eretz Yisrael, it's a totally different, even your Ola and your Shlomim, they're different carbonos. They have to be treated as an extra element of the Kulul Hashem, which you have there. And in that sense, the carbon itself is a different carbon in Eretz Yisrael. Not about whether you implicitly have an obligation upon yourself. It's a different carbon in Eretz Yisrael. And it highlights the far-reaching impact, in many ways, of Eretz Yisrael. Hopefully a little bit of a taste of Nesachim to give us some good insight into all of it. Obviously, there's a lot more Torah to speak about, but I think we gave at least a little bit of the flavor of it.